Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, some of your family members are testing positive for flu. Flu. It's deep into the spring, deep into allergy season, and we're coming up on, you know, we have this new COVID wave that we're dealing with. But we really shouldn't be seeing much more of flu. We might have a few cases throughout this month, but we're still having flu. According to NBC News, the United States is in the midst of a late-season rise in flu, according to the CDC. Nearly 1 in 10 positive tests reported at the mid-April peak. But even with that uptick, they said, NBC News says, of 7 years of CDC data, this flu season was still far below others. It really was. It was a much milder flu season, not as many. But man, I definitely saw a lot more cases. I wasn't able to run the test, but these were families saying, yeah, you know, my kid tested positive for, or families would call saying, yeah, we got flu in the family. And I go, well, how do you know it was a flu or COVID? They go, well, one of our children went to the doctor's office and tested positive for influenza A. I'm like, oh, okay. So I actually tested positive. However, you would have some family members, some test positive for flu, some test positive for COVID. So I'm still a little confused about what could be going on. It could be that, yes, we still have flu. Another thing it could be is maybe there is a sort of cross-reactivity between this new variant and the flu tests. Not likely, but it should be a theory that is entertained. They say this is the first time since 1982 that such an increase has occurred so late in the typical flu season. They say we aren't used to thinking of flu in May, but it's definitely still out there. They said this season had far fewer cases than past seasons. The late season uptick has brought positivity rates closer to where they would be at the end of the typical flu season. So what they're saying is even though the flu season was really, really low, because we had, you know, most of the time you'll have a handful of cases in May. That's kind of what this handful is per, you know, per, I don't know, zip code or city or whatever. Because it's, you know, we usually don't see this many with every season. But it seems like a lot more per this season. They say so far this season, the CDC has reported there have been at least 5.7 million cases of flu and an estimated 59,000 hospitalizations. About 3,600 people have died, including 24 children. Respiratory illnesses are spiking in New Mexico and Colorado, according to the latest CDC flu data. Doctors say patients are coming in with fever, cough, body aches, which could signal the flu. It could be COVID. It could be pneumonia. So when parents are calling saying, yeah, I think we have COVID, you know, but the COVID test is negative, I always recommend go to an urgent care so you could get tested, or the doctor, so you could get tested for COVID and flu, just to get a better idea of what the heck is going on. Now, they are talking about how the seasonal human flu virus might have descended from the 1918 Spanish flu strain, meaning that strain could still be relevant today. If you remember, that Spanish flu killed up to 100 million people. So the findings are based on this analysis of samples collected in Europe during the 1918 pandemic, which was the deadliest respiratory pandemic of the 20th century, and killed between 50 and 100 million people. Researchers detected mutations in the makeup of the H1N1 virus, or swine flu, and they think it figured out how to better adapt to human hosts. The international team from Robert Koch Institute, University of Leuven, Sharik Berlin and many others revealed more details on the biology of H1N1, as well as evidence of how it spread. And they looked at 13 lung specimens from different individuals stored in historical archives of museums in Germany and Austria. These were collected between 1901 and 1931. This included six samples collected in 1918 and 1919 when the Spanish flu was peaking. Researchers believe that genetic differences between the samples are consistent with a combination of local transmission and long-distance dispersal events. They compared genomes from before and after the pandemic's peak, which indicate there is a variation in a specific gene associated with resistance to antiviral responses and could have enabled the virus's adaptation to humans. The authors also conducted something called molecular clock modeling. This allows these time scales to be estimated, and it suggests that all genomic segments of this seasonal flu could be directly descended from the Papa 1918 pandemic strain, or great-grandpa, maybe we'll call it great-grandpa. So according to the researchers, this contradicts other hypotheses about how the seasonal flu emerged. They said, our results in a nutshell show that there was a genomic variation during that pandemic. And we also show that there's not evidence for lineage replacement between the waves like we see today with SARS-CoV-2 variants that replace one another. So what they're basically talking about is what we've been seeing with COVID is we have the wild-type virus. Then there was a new variant, and the new variant then ends up kind of taking over, and we don't see the wild-type. Then Delta took over. Then maybe we had a little bit of Delta Plus, but not much. Then we had Omicron. Then we had the Omicron variant. But these variants, you know, are a little different than what we see with the seasonal flu, which is probably why it acts different than seasonal flu. They said another thing we uncovered with the sequences and new statistical models is that the subsequent seasonal flu virus that went on circulating after the pandemic might well have directly evolved from the pandemic virus entirely. So we think that there's multiple flu viruses, multiple flu strains, but this just kind of highlights the fact that when there's a great grand or grandmommy, we'll go granddaddy to make it simple, then there could be a grandpa, there could be a father, then the baby, then the grandbaby, the great grandbaby. There can be that sort of evolution. This 1918 flu pandemic was unusually deadly. We've had flu for years, for decades, for centuries. But this one infected 500 million people globally, more than one-third of the world's population. And what was also interesting about this is it hit people on remote Pacific islands and in the Arctic. We didn't really have airplanes, which means unless a ship went out there, you know, how did they get it? So they're going to be studying a lot more what they can with this 1918 flu. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lowered blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so remember I told you guys with Omicron that there might be an encore. So some of you guys have gotten sick around Christmas, New Year's, and then in February, you kind of felt like you were getting sick again. And I said that COVID might have an encore presentation where a couple weeks later you come back, you get symptoms again. And you might either still trigger the test positive, you might not trigger the test positive, but it just seems to have an encore presentation. As opposed to flu, once you're done with the flu, you're done. You know, after about 5 to 7 days, it's gone. Typical cold, it's gone. But COVID could make its encore presentation. Well, the same thing seems to be happening with the younger, the baby Omicron, and maybe even the grandbaby Omicron. I guess Stephen Colbert had tested positive, went back to work, had to now, I think, cancel some upcoming shows because he's having symptoms again, which is why the CDC has the recommendations to isolate for 5 days. As long as you're feeling better, you can come back, but if you still have symptoms, or if the symptoms come back, get your butt back in isolation. Well, We have a medication. We have two medications now, molnupiravir from Merck and Paxlovid from Pfizer. And these medications are supposed to be very effective at preventing hospitalization. And I believe in one trial, in even unvaccinated individuals, I think they found that Paxlovid could knock down the rate of hospitalization down to 1%. I need to double-check the data on that. But, you know, these drugs are fantastic. Molnupiravir doesn't have the same efficacy as Paxlovid, but Paxlovid from Pfizer, it's a protease inhibitor, so it blocks a part of the pathway for that virus to replicate and mature so that it can't go and make more baby viruses and infect more cells. So these protease inhibitors is a science that we've had for a while with antivirals, and it's a very effective science. So Paxlovid, no doubt, will work. But there's been some reports that people have been relapsing and that they have gotten sick again with COVID despite taking their five-day course of Paxlovid. So now investigators want to find out why. Do they have to take a longer medication? Is that just par for the course? Is just, you know, is all, Paxlovid's job is just to keep you out of the hospital. Who cares if you still have mild symptoms? And then that questions as to, well, why then would you still have symptoms? If its job as a protease inhibitor is to stop viral replication, where are you getting more virus? Now, one theory nobody's talking about is, what if you're getting COVID twice in a week or twice in a month? What if it's, is it your COVID? I got allergies, I'm sorry. I know it's allergies because it's been dusty, and I have that clear, like, sneezing. So my eyes are itchy, so I got allergies. But, you know, what? I'm bombarded by COVID all the time. We're all bombarded by COVID. So is it that somebody took their Paxlovid and then got sick again? Or is it, one theory that I've been kind of wondering about, is does COVID stay in your system? Which is why 2 weeks later, it's like I'm still here. So India Today is reporting that these rare cases of COVID relapse are posing questions for the Pfizer's Paxlovid pill. The U.S. government has spent more than $10 billion to purchase enough pills to treat 20 million people. Keep in mind, we have 360 million people, but more doses are coming. And I'm watching the pharmacies. There's a link where we could see if the pharmacies have supplies. Some of them only have 20 doses, some of them, or packs, some have 100. But experts say they're now looking at a study because there's reported cases of patients whose symptoms return several days after completing the Paxlovid five-day regimen of pills. Well, you know, the FDA said it advised against a second round because there's little risk of severe disease or hospitalization among patients who relapse. So for some of you thinking, wait, should I take two rounds of Paxlovid? For those people that want two rounds of Paxlovid, that could really mess things up because there's not enough for one round, right? There's not enough to go around for one round. So the reason why the second round is being thought of is, remember the Z-Pak? The Z-Pak came out. And all these people on 10 days of antibiotics for strep and ear infections were able to take a Z-Pak. And the Z-Pak was for 5 days. And the drug rep said, look, even though it's only for 5 days, the medication lasts 10. I go, really? So your body doesn't metabolize at the half-life that quickly? No, it'll last 10 days. Well, once people started taking so much of it, they were like, I need two rounds of Z-Pak. I need to be on Z-Pak for 10 days. Well, that's not technically FDA approved. We are noticing definite resistance with Z-Paks for gonorrhea and a whole variety of things. But some people say, I just need two rounds. One round never cuts it. I always need two rounds. So now they have to figure out, is it that we have people out there that are the two-rounders that just need two rounds? Is it that they got infected again? Because not only do we have baby Omicron, but we have grandbaby Omicron. So are they getting hit, you know, with two different variants at the same time? Or is it that this virus hides? Is the virus hiding in the brain and causing the inflammation around the olfactory nerve, which is why some people have chronic loss of smell? They say, no, the virus is dead. It's chronic inflammation. But what's causing the chronic inflammation? Your immune response? A piece of the virus? What is it? So I've been suspecting that this virus hides out in the body. And the second round of Paxlovid doesn't make a lot of sense because there's not enough to go around for first round people. And as long as it keeps you out of the hospital, that's what we're going for. But we have been working under the premise that any COVID could be bad for anybody. The reason why there was the vaccine mandates that we all couldn't stand was because the argument was even a baby dose of COVID, right, mask or no mask, can get into you and can kill you. Because we didn't know who was going to die and who wasn't. And so, you know, for those people that said, look, I just had a runny nose, I had a cough, and I had some red eyes, I felt a little achy, and I was done, they were lucky. But other people, they died. I mean, it just consumed them and they died. So if you are if you have COVID, you take a medication and the virus comes back, one is you could be infectious, you could be spreading it. Two is we still don't know for sure if that virus is still going to take over or turn bad. So it's frustrating. But I'm not shocked with this because this is the way new medicines get learned. This is an education. When new medicines come on the market, we originally go by the clinical studies. And we go by what we learned from there. And like I said, with this clinical study, it had found that the drug was, when Pfizer tested it in high-risk patients, unvaccinated adults with no prior COVID-19 infection and other health problems like heart disease and diabetes, it reduced their risk of hospitalization and death from 7% to 1%. So, you know, that's fantastic for people who are vulnerable. But for people that have had COVID multiple times, for people that have been vaccinated, that have both natural and artificial immunity, is this Paxlovid going to be one that knocks out the virus? So, antivirals like Tamiflu. So, Tamiflu, when you take Tamiflu, what that's supposed to do is shorten the course of the illness. Because by the time you feel it, you know, you're going to have it for the next few days. But we take it preemptively sometimes. And so hopefully that prevents you from getting the flu. But with that, once you do have flu, it shortens it. The problem with Paxlovid is you can only get it once you test positive. Some people don't test positive right away. They test positive days in. So at that point, your viral load might be bigger. So we're working with a new drug. We're still dealing with a virus where we don't know its origins. We don't understand why people aren't testing positive right away. We're working with a lot of unknowns and a lot of assumptions. And what's going to happen, which always seems to happen, is when we just have all these givens and they say, don't question it, let's just move on and we'll deal with it later. This is an example of that we're dealing with. Paxlovid is probably a fantastic drug. But we need to be giving it to people who are high risk. We need to let them understand that their virus could outlive the medication, and we need to do more studies on it. And I know people like trying to, you see the headlines, they're like, okay, no, this doesn't mean Paxlovid doesn't work. This doesn't mean, everybody's trying to be so careful not to get canceled or not to say the wrong thing with it. And what everybody should say is, can we learn a little bit more about the drug? Just like with the virus or the vaccine. When original reports of TTS or blood clots with low platelets was being reported, everybody's like, shh, you're going to scare people, they overall help people. Yes! I mean, in science, we are allowed to learn and learn again. I mean, just like with SpaceX, Elon Musk said, you know, they failed multiple times until they got success. You have to talk about some of the failures. If there's a failure rate, even if it's only a few percent, find out why. This is what we do. If we do it in engineering, if we do it with NASA, then why aren't we doing it with medicine? So I personally think Paxlovid can be a fantastic medicine game changer, but I think the public needs to be a little bit more educated on exactly what the expectations are. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide
soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News.
I want every American to know that I'm taking inflation very seriously, and it's my top domestic priority.
That's President Joe Biden on Tuesday addressing record high inflation, which will surely be a top concern with voters ahead of the midterm elections.
The economy has gone from being on the mend to on the move.
Meanwhile, an ad from former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley appears to rip Biden's policies and place part of the blame for rising prices on the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan that passed with support mostly from Democrats. Deaths are being undercounted in Ukraine. That's according to the head of the UN Human Rights Monitoring Mission in Ukraine. It estimates thousands more have been killed beyond the official death toll of close to 3,400. You're listening to USA Radio News. The U.S. Senate has passed a bill to boost security for Supreme Court justices.
The Senate unanimously passed a bill that would extend protections to immediate family members of the Supreme Court. The bill was introduced by Texas Republican John Cornyn and Connecticut Democrat Chris Coons days after Politico published a leaked draft decision written by Justice Samuel Alito that would strike down Roe v. Wade. That prompted immediate protests outside of the Supreme Court and plans for protests outside of the homes of the conservative justices. The bill would give around-the-clock security to family members in line with what some executive and congressional officials receive. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Video captured abortion rights protesters disrupting a Catholic mass in Los Angeles on Sunday. According to the video, parish members did not put up with it. Protests like this have popped up at churches across the country. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So let's give you guys some Ukraine updates. Food shortages are being predicted to worsen, according to Vladimir Zelensky, as missiles hit Odessa, saying this is going to threaten the global food supply. Apparently, Russia fired a barrage of missiles at Odessa, sitting on the Black Sea. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned that the blockade of the port and others like it is threatening the world's food supply. Seven missiles were fired in Monday's attack. It is a shopping center, a warehouse. According to NBC News, killed at least one person, injuring five others, Ukrainian officials said. Meanwhile, in Izyum, a strategic eastern city under Russian forces control, the local governor said early Tuesday that 44 bodies were discovered beneath the rubble of a residential building destroyed earlier in the war. They believe a lot of the numbers of Ukrainian victims has been undercounted, as Russians have control of the area, could be disposing of the bodies. We hear 1.9 million have been sent to Russia. under duress to camps. UN needs to get in there. This needs global presence. I get we don't want to go to war. We don't want to do boots on the ground. But this is sadly what we saw with World War II and the concentration camps. And we just waited and waited and waited until finally they were liberated in 1945. Well, Russian President Vladimir Zelensky offered no sign this week of whether he intends to escalate the war. His troops have been struggling to make progress, which is a good sign. On the flip side, we're hearing that Belarus is moving special forces to border with Ukraine. The armed forces of Belarus is going to deploy special forces to the border of Ukraine because, quote, the United States and its allies continue to increase their military presence at the state borders. This is according to Chief of General Staff of the Armed Forces, Viktor Gulevich. They said in order to ensure the security of the Republic of Belarus in the southern direction, the forces of the units of the Special Operations Forces are deployed in three tactical directions. I don't know much about Belarusian, you know, military, you know, combat strength or competency. So I'm not scared, but I'm not surprised that Russia is starting to pull in his allies. They said that the Ukrainians have created a force of 20,000 close to the Belarus border. They say that requires a response from us. They say the appearance in the waters of the Mediterranean and Baltic Seas of a group carrying sea and air-based cruise missiles, an increase in the aviation group in the countries of Poland and the Baltic states indicate a growing threat to the Republic of Belarus. As part of the second stage of checking the immediate reaction forces, battalion tactical groups were sent to the western and northwestern operational directions. To strengthen them, air defense missile forces and artillery units are being moved forward to ensure their combat functioning. So earlier today, Belarusian Defense Minister Viktor Krinin said the country has started the second stage of inspection of its army reaction forces. Germany, in the meantime, is going to reopen their embassy in Kyiv, showing a show of support. They have had talks, and even though they seem to be very vulnerable with the Russia pipeline and not being able to rely on Russian fuel, they are going to reopen its embassy in Ukraine and begin operating on limited capacity. I get why they're doing that. You know, everybody had to get the hell out because Kyiv was getting bombed. When Russia made it well known that they weren't going to move in on Kyiv, I wouldn't necessarily be, you know, running around without an umbrella. You know, you don't know if they're going to do air strikes. It's, you know, a hop, skip, and a jump from their border. But if it looks like they're going to concentrate more on the east, Ukraine needs to consolidate. The world needs to show they're with Ukraine. So, yeah, I see why they're with obvious moves to move people out if they have to. Almost all the howitzers, according to CNN, that the U.S. agreed to give Ukraine have been transferred. People are very concerned about all this, you know, all this aid. Is it really getting to where they need to? And are the Ukrainians trained on how to use them? So we're being told that 89 of the 90 howitzers the U.S. agreed to give Ukraine have been transferred to Ukrainian possession. Almost 370 Ukrainian soldiers have completed training on those M777 howitzer artillery 777 howitzer artillery systems in locations outside of Ukraine. So they are training them. It was a two-week course. About 29 have finished it. There's another 17 going through it right now. The official said 120,000 rounds of ammunition out of the United States commitment of 184,000 rounds have been transferred to Ukraine. If there's going to be a business, it's going to be, you know, one in the, you know, ballistics and missiles and ammunition, because, you know, U.S. is going to obviously have to replace their stores, and Ukraine and Russia are using theirs, so, it's horrific. I want this to stop, but as we see, we have high inflation, we're going to go into a recession, and then there's going to be a post-war boom. I just hope that this war can end fast. Ukrainian intelligence says grain stolen by Russians is already in the Mediterranean. An intelligence arm of the Ukrainian Defense Ministry said the grain stolen has already been sent abroad. The intelligence directorate claimed that a significant part of the grain stolen from Ukraine is on dry cargo ships under the Russian flag in the Mediterranean. So they are continuing to export food stolen in Ukraine to the territory of the Russian Federation and occupied Crimea. one of the main grain-producing areas around Polohi in the Zaporizhia region, grain and sunflower seeds and storage are being prepared for transportation to Russia. So with food obviously being diverted and Russians taking over or damaging areas where you know food is exported, they're obviously going to put many countries that rely on Ukraine or rely on these ports in peril. And when food starts to go up and starvation, you know, people making cuts, it's not a good trend. Recession or no recession, lack of supply is going to get costs to go up. You know, people are saying the recession is going to happen and that's going to get prices to go down. Yes, it might for movies and it might for some of the costs we have, but if there is low supply of food and there is a scavenging of what's left, then the supply and the hoarding and, you know, and if countries saying, you know, we get ours first, it could also cause a very unstable, you know, system. Ukraine says Russia is diverting troops north into the Kharkiv region. We've no man. American nonprofit says it's freed a U.S. citizen detained in Russia from Russian forces detained in Ukraine. So there was a U.S. citizen that has been freed, as well as his family. Florida-based nonprofit Project Dynamo said on Tuesday in the vicinity of the southern Ukraine's Mykolaiv region, one of its exfiltration teams successfully rescued Krylo Alexandrov, a 27-year-old American citizen, and his family. Well, thank God. We'll keep you guys updated on that. They think that this is going to go on. One of you had asked, how long is this going to go on? Not my show or the segment, but that too, probably. But, you know, the war. And they're saying, you know, we had hoped this was going to be over. Wishful thinking. Russia will have made a mistake. Ukraine pushed them back. It doesn't look like that. Putin, he looks sick. He looks ill. You see him wearing makeup. He looks pale underneath the makeup, or the makeup didn't get properly applied. Until Putin dies, I think this is going to go on and go on and go on. And we just have to hope that the world can hold on and not lose its instability. There's already been some grumblings with the European Union on what to do with sanctions against Russia in terms of fuel. But when people lose their energy, when people start to lose their food, you know, they might change their alliances. And I'm not saying anybody in Europe is going to go rogue, but this lack of enthusiasm for trying to stop this war. And, you know, yeah, we're going to help Ukraine, we're going to send aid, but I just see this lack of effort by the UN, by multiple countries, now that we know there's camps. The Pentagon even confirmed it. Now that we know food supply is in trouble, we know countries are going to be losing, you know, gas and fuel. Are we just going to wait until a disaster, if more of a disaster happens? 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So millions of babies might be at risk of not having their formula, as we are dealing with an unprecedented baby formula shortage. And this shortage was linked to issues with the supply chain originally, and then labor shortage, and then also issues with recall. And Abbott Laboratories had to recall voluntarily a bunch of products because of an alleged bacterial contamination and some kids getting sick. Well, Abbott Laboratories is claiming that its Michigan plant is not responsible for bacteria that ended up killing at least two infants. And the manufacturer said that the FDA investigation revealed infant formula produced at our Sturgis facility is not the likely source of infection. Well, great. But it's not manufacturing formula.
They say it is still shut down after 3 months. Daily Mail is reporting that the biggest baby formula supplier in the U.S., whose Michigan plant was shut down nearly 3 months ago, claims that the bacterial infection was not from their products. This baby formula recall already worsened a shortage that was in place with baby formula, and the FDA was investigating. An Abbott spokesperson told Daily Mail that a thorough investigation by the FDA revealed infant formula produced at the Sturgis facility is not the likely source of infection in the reported cases, and that there was not an outbreak caused by products from the facility. But the plant is still closed. The FDA said it found food safety violations at the plant, as well as 5 strains of Cronobacter. Cronobacter is a bacteria that could cause blood infections and meningitis. They have refused to say when the plant can resume operations. Now, this is something the Biden administration needs to get on top of. If the plant has violations and they don't have their poop together, yeah, it's got to stay closed. But if they have gotten their poop together, there can be oversight. Get this baby formula made. I mean, these babies, they can't go to whole milk, and you can't make this formula up yourself. And if the moms can't breastfeed anymore, these kids are up a creek. Abbott claims they are working closely with the FDA to restart operations at the plant. They say we continue to make progress on corrective actions and will be implementing additional actions as we work towards addressing items related to the recent recall. Daily Mail had asked FDA to comment, and they had not responded yet. Abbott alleges that none of the formula distributed to consumers tested positive for the Cronobacter or the Salmonella, which originally prompted the recall. The manufacturer claims the FDA and Abbott officials both tested retained products for the bacterias and yielded negative results. Abbott notes no trace of Salmonella was found at the Sturgis plant, and the Cronobacter that was found in environmental testing during the investigation was in non-product contact areas of the facility. The problem is there were still 2 kids that died, and I think multiple others that got sick, so we still need answers. And we also don't want a haphazard rush to make formula without there being proper oversight, because these kids are pretty vulnerable as it is. February's recall was isolated to just the powder formulas. It includes Similac, Alimentum, and Elicare. It was manufactured only at the Sturgis plant. This closure has significantly disrupted the supply chain. There is a nationwide share of out-of-stock baby formula that hit 40% in April. We were told yesterday it might have even been 50%. Texas, Tennessee, Missouri, Iowa, North Dakota, South Dakota, seemingly the hardest hit by the shortages, reported out-of-stock rates of about 50%. They say the shelves across the country meant to carry baby formula now are barren. Target, CVS, Walgreens is at to limit the amount of formula people can purchase. Because, you know, people are hoarding it up. And I get why parents are scared. I get it. So, an Abbott spokesperson alleged the recall does not include any metabolic deficiency nutrition formulas. Abbott's liquid formulas and other Abbott nutrition powders or brands are supposed to still be okay. But if the plant is closed down, they can't make the formula they need to. So they say they're doing everything they can to address the supply shortage. They are prioritizing production of infant formula products to help replenish the supply in their other plants. But I guess the Sturgis plant is a big one. So, they said the FDA is holding back. And so, I'm not sure what the government is doing, but this is tragic. Parents that panic might do the wrong thing. And I told you, one big concern I have is what parents have always done, if they can't afford the formula, is dilute it to make it last. I remember with the Tang when we were growing up, Tang would be like a specialty. We'd get some Tang. And that was that orange drink. And you would, I guess, in a pitcher, have to use like a full spoonful or whatever. Well, if we didn't have enough money and if we wanted to make it last, we didn't use the full spoonful. We use less. And maybe it was a little weaker, but it still tasted sweet. And then maybe we didn't put ice in it, and, we tried to, they'll use that logic with the baby formula, going, well, you know what? The baby's eating a lot. The baby got his nutrition. so let me just use less. That could be very, very dangerous. And that's why you've got to talk to your doctor, your kid's medical professional. Right? Make sure that child is getting adequate formula. You can't go to whole milk. You can't go to low-fat milk. You cannot do that because you need to, those do not have the proper formulations. Remember, a baby is designed to have breast milk. So if you don't, if you can't give that baby breast milk, you've got to give it the next best thing. And that's what these formulas are. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Hawaii is now the next state to have reported a case of the mysterious hepatitis. There's been over 100 cases, 25 states now, 5 deaths reported for this very odd mysterious hepatitis that's not caused by the typical hepatitis viruses, and it's affecting kids. So Hawaii has now become the 25th state to begin probing. The state's Department of Health said the child was hospitalized with abdominal pain and a fever on Maui. That's their second largest island. It was unclear whether the child was still in the hospital or has been discharged as of this report from Daily Mail, but the CDC has reported at least 109 cases. Now this one will make 110. 15 of these children needed liver transplants, 17 total worldwide, and over 300 cases have been worldwide. So far, in one study that the CDC conducted with the Alabama cluster of 9 children, they found the adenovirus 41 to be a common underlying thread with these cases. Adenovirus is a virus that causes the common cold, can cause GI upset. Still unclear why it would put a child's liver at risk. Hepatitis is inflammation of the liver. And they already ruled out COVID vaccine because many of these kids were too young to get the COVID vaccine or didn't get it at all. They've ruled out regular hepatitis like A, B, C, D, E. Those you can do blood tests on. So they think maybe it's the lockdowns that affected the child's immunity. These kids, who usually would have been bombarded with adenovirus, were masked up. They were homeschooled. They were, and so they didn't necessarily get the, you know, get the bombardment that they usually do, building up immunity, such that 2 years later, when a strain of adenovirus comes, it might be affecting them more severely. That's one of the working theories, because this isn't just in one municipality in the U.S. This is, we have multiple countries reporting cases. And we also don't know how many mild cases are out there, because parents are calling me saying, yeah, my kid is throwing up. Well, yeah, you know, okay, so that could be a variety of things. It could be COVID, it could be stomach bug, it could be this hepatitis. We'll just call in some Zofran for the child. I'd like to know if you know, we're looking at this possible case. Cases being reported have occurred in Alabama, Arizona, California, Colorado, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, North Carolina, North Dakota, Nebraska, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, and Wisconsin. Wisconsin had the child death. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
In the 1800s,
all right, have a good one.
60 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Airline. airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.